No, I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we're back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota. Thank you, Neural, Keith, Nimmer, Fad, all the boys and girls down there for being our title sponsor. We really do appreciate your support, so thank you very much. On that note, let's get on with the show. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than I. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
For sure. My name is Jana Rose Erickson, and I'm a newcomer to Fort McMurray.
Okay.
I'm working with the Chamber of Commerce in the DSS program.
Okay.
So DSS is the Digital Service Squad, and that's where we're focusing on giving marketing and resource tools to businesses in need after they've been affected by the pandemic.
Okay.
Specifically local businesses, though. Small local businesses.
Okay. All right. So when you say new, how new are we talking?
About like 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like you just moved here new. Okay. That's still new, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2 years in, have you been with the Chamber of Commerce the whole time?
No. Okay. I recently have joined the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
I was working in the construction industry beforehand.
When you say, what were you doing in construction? Were you like slinging tools? Were you administration-based? Were you managing? What were you doing in the construction industry?
I was started out doing air monitoring for asbestos.
Okay.
And mold. And
okay.
Then I did some casual labor and construction and working with lifts and things like that.
Okay. So is this out at site construction or in-town construction?
In-town, commercial buildings.
Okay. Interesting. And is that where you had a background prior to?
No, actually, my background is in cannabis.
Okay. Neat.
Yep.
That's a real industry here now.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
New and improved.
New and improved, totally legal.
I wouldn't say necessarily improved.
Yeah. Well.
Tanner can actually talk about this one off the camera. We'll have a whole episode. This is for like the Friday YouTube specific or YouTube special episode, right?
Yeah, you got to come to YouTube for these.
Yeah. So, okay, so you moved here 2 years ago. What brought you? Where are you from and why did you come?
I'm from Winnipeg initially.
Yes.
Yeah, actually
okay.
From Thompson, so 8 hours north of Winnipeg, moved to
okay.
Winnipeg, finished my undergrad degree in criminology. I want to do defense law.
Okay.
So that's my end game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
But like business law is actually super interesting. And, okay. You know, there's like a lot of opportunity for that constantly to be improved. So that's an area I could definitely focus in. But yeah, I moved from Winnipeg to help my sister out with her business.
Okay.
Initially, she went on maternity leave and needed some help running it.
Right.
So I left my cushy manager job of a small premium quality cannabis line.
Okay.
And moved to Fort McMurray.
Okay. I love Winnipeg.
Me too.
Winnipeg's awesome.
It's the best. It has the best food.
It does. Best. And it gets a bum rap every time I tell. So I've been to Winnipeg a few times now. And every time I tell friends or family, like, hey, I'm going to Winnipeg. They're like, why? I'm like, because it's awesome. It's awesome.
It's the best.
Yeah, and the food scene is legitimate. And, like, the local artisans that are there, like, it's got a really cool vibe. Yeah. Yeah. It's a really cool place. Mm-hmm. I stayed in, I don't know what the hotel's called. They were awesome. We did an interview with the manager, something by the Forks. Hmm. The hotel right by.
There's, like, I think it's, like, the Mirror Hotel, and it's got all these lights. On like
oh,
red.
I saw that one. That
yeah,
one's cool. But the hotel scene, everything about Winnipeg and like the architecture, just like throughout history,
they're all old bank buildings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can go into a lot of like the studio spaces and they still have the old vaults that like work and they have turned them into closets.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, Winnipeg is a cool spot. Okay, really neat. So now you've been out here for 2 years. Construction at first, now moving into the Chamber of Commerce. You had an acronym of the department that you're in,
DSS.
DSS. Okay. Elaborate a little bit more into kind of what support that would give small local businesses.
Right. So we're focusing on businesses that have under 49 employees they can't be a part of a trust or a charity or a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're offering them is free marketing and resource tools, one-on-one assistance and support in growing their business to get online. We really want to make sure that local and small businesses are remaining competitive throughout Fort McMurray.
Okay.
Especially after the pandemic's really affected mm-hmm. quite a lot of revenue for a lot of businesses. We had some closures. So
right.
we're funded by through this program where I can go out, I can introduce myself to businesses, I can get them onto something called Shop Here, powered by Google.
Okay.
So they can get their like Google Analytics and their business set up through like e-commerce and Shopify, all these different types of programs. And then I can help with product photos, the 360 photo on the business, the kind of more enhanced detail portion.
Okay, very cool. Mm-hmm. And so has it been shocking to you how many businesses don't have a digital footprint in town?
Unbelievable. It has been. And the lack of support, like free support and opportunity here. Mm-hmm. I see that there is a lot of businesses that online offer them, but they don't have anyone that's established local that can meet face-to-face if necessary mm-hmm. and have that personal connection, that rapport, that trust built.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good service.
That's awesome.
And so how have you found people here and find out about your department in the Chamber of Commerce? Are you like physically going and being like, hey, this is what I do. Do you need help? Or are you finding people are referring and finding you like coming and knocking on your door?
A little bit of both. So okay. I did have like a list that of people that were potentially like interested in it. I do have something that I do called blitzing, which is where I go around and I introduce myself into businesses. And I just let it know that the resource is there. And if they're wanting to access that, then they can. And it's free of charge.
Yeah.
And we're more than happy to take that on. You know, yeah. We want our community to grow. We want to bring that economic development. We want to bring that growth and that opportunity. So we're here,
yeah.
ready to provide it.
Cool. Now, before we started to film, we were charging cameras and looking for cords and whatnot.
Right.
So we were having some discussions prior to getting started today.
Yes, we were.
You are a wealth of random knowledge. So my question on that is, how are you digesting this content? Like, I'm a big like YouTube watcher, streaming.
Yeah.
Right? Some people read books. Some people have gone to school for their random knowledge. How are you digesting all of your random knowledge?
So user-generated content, I find, is fantastic.
Okay.
I like to use... I'm actually very active on Reddit. Word.
Yeah.
It's the bomb.
Yeah.
Reddit is awesome.
It is awesome. It is a cornucopia of wealth.
Yeah.
This is a shout-out to Reddit.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally any random thing that you're into, there's a subreddit with like 50,000 people who are also into it.
And there's a ton of information on Alberta.
Yeah, they have an Alberta and a Canada subreddit. Most towns outside of Fort McMurray have their own local subreddit. So there's an Edmonton and a Calgary yeah. local subreddit that you can get just information from those places.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, between that, YouTube videos, documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I love documentaries.
So are you getting your documentaries off Netflix primarily, or are you going other places to find your documentaries as well?
Prime
is good for
Netflix, Crave, yeah. just a lot of the basic streaming services.
Yeah.
I did film a documentary myself
oh,
for
cool.
Bell Let's Talk back in, I think, 2016. So, yeah, I like
Neat.
Documentaries, yeah.
Where can you find that?
I think it would be on the Bell Let's Talk Winnipeg Art City
okay.
Facebook page. I'd have to probably track it down, but it's basically just talking about the stigma of mental health and how that resource of art can help people through that.
Right. And so this is your documentary. Did Bell help with the filming? Did you produce? Like, what was your involvement? How did this all
So it wasn't my documentary. Okay. I was just an actor in it.
Oh, cool.
With a bunch of other artists that were in it.
Yeah.
And they were talking all different about their struggles and things like that and how art has brought them closer to their community.
Right.
We were trying to, I believe, raise funds. So we
okay.
wanted to contribute back to our community.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, I got a bunch of more random questions to ask you, but Tanner just hit me up with the fact that he's ready with his questions. He has a segment called the Max City Minute, brought to you by McMurray Denture Center. If you need some pearly whites, these are the people to contact. You don't seem to have an issue with this, but there's some people at home. Hockey players, you know, older individuals. Maybe you got in a fight. Maybe you lost a tooth.
Maybe.
McMurray Denture Center, this is the place to go.
It is.
So thank you for sponsoring the Max City Minute. On that note, Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is your favorite part of helping small local businesses grow within Fort McMurray?
The networking. So fun.
Question number two. What have you noticed about the community of Fort McMurray that you haven't noticed in other communities?
I noticed that we have a lack of bigger events, and I don't know if that's just because of the pandemic was making it hard for people to connect on a personal, face-to-face level, but I know Winnipeg has done a lot of things like Super Spike. It's like a volleyball tournament or a wine festival, things that social networking events that, you know, business owners can get together and mingle. Mm-hmm. In sort of an elegant fashion. So,
question number three. What is one skill you've learned that's been transferable between all of your careers?
Communication. Marketing and communication is definitely something I think coming from a sales background that you just inevitably absorb. And it sort of speaks through the rest of your career in terms of how you communicate to people, how you communicate to your staff, and how you communicate to yourself about what's realistic in your work.
Question number four. What is your favorite random subreddit you follow?
My favorite random subreddit? It would probably have to be, I would say, Kids Are Effin' Awesome.
All right. And your final question. What is one documentary you think everyone should watch?
I think The Imposter is a good documentary that I watched recently. That's a great one.
And those have been your five questions.
Thank you.
What's The Imposter about?
The Imposter, it's about a French man who basically has a condition where he just can't stop impersonating people.
Oh.
Yeah, and he impersonated a missing child.
Okay.
And so he was found in Spain, brought back to America.
Texas, right?
Yes, was moved in with the family. And then all of a sudden, you know, he starts to uncover things about the family and realizes that he himself might be in danger and that maybe the kid didn't actually go missing. Because it's
what?
Apparently he didn't look anything like this kid. And the uncle walked up to him and shook his hand and said, good luck. And yeah, this guy impersonated a missing child for quite some time until he was finally caught.
Yeah, they did a DNA test, right?
They did. And then they gave him a phone in jail. So he was calling other people in jail. Hey, I'm this kid. So he's moved on now. Apparently he's not in jail anymore. He has a family and he lives maybe somewhere in France or Quebec.
Hopefully they're his family.
Yeah. Impersonating people.
Yeah, Imposter. It's a great film.
What blows my mind about this story is that Tanner is just like right on top of this.
Yeah, I've read the Wikipedia page.
So Tanner has tried to get me onto Reddit a few times. I just can't do it.
It's great.
It's just like it's overwhelming. Just so much. And the layout of it isn't as slick as I need it to be.
It's not just perfect.
It's
for
just
Ellie
not just
Pierre.
Perfect. Yeah, that's right. I find you. That's why I love YouTube. I just find YouTube is just like, it's there. It's easy. It's
Reddit kind of gives you this template to start with.
Yeah,
you can sort of click on the things that you like. But I find that it's not until you actually interact with the app and engage that your algorithm begins to change to show you more things that interest you.
Right. Right. So what are you finding on your subreddit? Like, what are like? Oh, it must be so random.
Yeah, animals. Just the most random things.
Kids
you can imagine.
Are so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I follow the opposite page that you like. Kids Are Effing Stupid.
Yeah.
And like Act Like a 5-Year Old or just like different
subreddits. Act Like You Belong.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Or like then that you get like super specific. Like there's subreddits of just trees engulfing signs.
Yeah, so that's a great one.
Yeah, just trees that have like taken over signs.
Eaten. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like mechanical weathering.
Yeah, 100%. There's super like cool. Just so many random. This is where I learn most of my random
same.
Facts. Yeah.
We have a guest off camera who I'm looking at, and she's looking at me, and both of us are just like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
they love to learn it.
Yeah. That's awesome. No, it's something that Tanner has been pushing for a while.
Because you like digesting information, and there's nowhere you can digest more diverse information than Reddit.
Yeah.
Like Facebook gives you only the information that you want, mm-hmm. and then you can that you're looking for already. But Reddit, if you just follow a subreddit, it will give you whatever's on that subreddit. So right. you just get that information. Yeah. So you are choosing the information you want to follow, not the algorithm.
It teaches you to research a little bit too, because you can't take everything at face value.
Right.
Yeah, like you have to Google half of the things that you see just to find out if it's real.
Oh, that just seems like too much work.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's super fun. Ask Reddit is a
AMA.
It has a question every day. They like ask you a question, and like it would be awesome as a card game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like we're not really strangers kind of thing.
Okay. Or AMA is really fun because people will put up questions there that you didn't know you wanted to be asked.
Yes.
So like just random things like, hey, what was your favorite ice cream from when you were a child? And then you go through the comments and it's like tons and tons of stories about random things that might not even have to do with ice cream.
Oh.
But it's fun.
But you've learned.
Yeah, you've learned a lot.
You've learned, you've laughed, and you've loved.
There you go. Like on that question, what was your favorite ice cream?
Mine, I like chocolate chip cookie dough, but it's really just about the cookie dough.
Okay, Tanner?
Anything with fudge and cookie dough, so like Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's is the bomb.
I'm going with Oreo.
That's a good one.
Oreo ice cream. Like it was hard to come by too.
Yeah.
It was hard to come by back in the day. I'd say.
Ooh, coconut ice cream too. I love all things coconut. So.
Maybe like a sorbet?
No, you can get coconut ice cream. Cool. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I like that.
Marble slab, hit them up.
Do we have marble? We were talking about this.
Here, up in the
Timber Lee.
Yeah.
Right?
In the mall place with the grocery store and the McDonald's.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And what do you call this? This is my favorite type of podcast when it goes random. When like they have those ice cream trucks here in town now. They might come and talk to
the Dickie
you guys
D
at
trucks?
The chamber. No. They have this flat surface where it just like
chills right away. Cold rolling ice cream.
Oh, I see that. That looks
I've had it.
Fantastic. I've had it. It is delicious. We should get them on the show.
Yeah, we should. Or we should film on location.
That's right.
Get some
invite
ice cream.
Me. Just
yeah. Yeah, that is something we should do. Tester. How are we doing for time?
We are at 17:30.
Okay, good. So we still have some time. All right. So, because I have a real question about the chamber and what you do. How did you get into like the marketing aspect of helping these businesses? Because it sounds like that you're helping digitally, but you're helping somewhat with advice on photography and potentially even other different mediums. How did you get into that?
I'm actually a postmortem photographer.
Easiest people to photography.
What's a postmortem photographer? I don't know what.
The easiest people to photograph.
I run, I do some volunteer stuff, and I mostly work with women in the hospital who are going to have babies that might not live.
Oh.
Might be born still.
Okay.
Things like that. So some of them request photos of the labor.
Okay.
Birth or just the aftermath. So they have some sort of remembrance.
How did you get into this?
I realized there was a lack of that. And so I just did it.
Okay.
And there was a girl that I grew up with in high school. And she was the first person that I worked with.
Okay.
And that's when I just decided that it was like so rewarding. I had to keep doing it.
Okay. Now, because you're taking photos, you're using a camera.
Yep.
It's something we always talk about here.
Yeah.
What kind of camera are you using?
Canon 7D.
Okay.
Sorry, we all make mistakes sometimes.
Oh, Nikon user.
Yeah,
we got four of them here right now.
That's Sony, though. The new Sony. Nope.
No, don't do it.
What?
Nope. Don't do it.
Sony is a
hard pass.
No.
Nope,
we are anti-Sony.
Big time. Sorry, Sony. I love their televisions. I love their televisions.
PlayStation is awesome.
PlayStation is sweet. But we actually, when we started this podcast, we bought all Sonys.
Five of them.
All crapped out.
Oh, no.
It was a disaster. So, and like we got, these weren't cheap Sonys either. We bought like the top of the line. This is what all the major podcasters use. And for whatever reason, for us, didn't work. So Tanner got all of his Nikons.
I mean, I started doing that, and then, just marketing and resources, being familiar with Instagram and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just decided that when I got a chance to join the chamber, that was needed. Mm-hmm. That was a program they were offering me. It was a great fit.
Yeah, very cool. Okay. Well, listen, we could talk forever and go more random, but Tanner hit me with the fake watch, meaning we're out of time. Right. So thank you very much for coming on the show today. Do appreciate it.
Please tell everybody I have a fake watch. not wearing any watch.
That's what I mean. So it's fake.
It's not fake. It's just not there.
Yeah,
it's invisible. Wear fake things.
Oh, fair enough. Not fake. Invisible.
There you go.
There's an invisible watch. Listen, thank you for coming on. Thanks for being a part of the randomness.
Thanks for having me.
This is great. Come back again and again and again. But before we cut you loose, you got a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Pure Air Solutions. Services. Mold. Asbestos. Air quality testing. You need it. You want it. Cleaner air. Also me. I shout me out.
There we go. That's you know what? I can't believe nobody's ever done that before.
Well, hello.
I think we've had one person shout out themselves.
I don't think so. We'll have to go back through. That's a great shout out. I liked it. That was like a real commercial for Pure Air and yourself. So great shout out. Everybody at home, thank you for tuning in today. Really do appreciate it. That's the end of the Mac City Morning Show. But before I cut you guys loose, got to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Noral Toyota and McMurray Denture Center. Thank you very much for your support. I really do appreciate it. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hey guys, Karam here with McMurray Denture Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in, we'll help you out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.